Christine Cook has a variety of project management, health communications, and public health campaign experience. Ms. Cook serves as the project manager of the National Intrepid Center of Excellence program in the office of, in the Navy Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention Office of Alcohol and Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention Social Marketing Campaign, including the award-winning Keep What You've Earned campaign. Her expertise includes project management, PMP certified, social marketing, and digital and health communications.
We have no personal financial relationships to disclose. And I also want to point out my colleague Taya Kennard, also in the audience, who was also one of the social marketing SMEs on this project. So I'm sure most of the folks in this room are pretty familiar with the prescription drug abuse epidemic. Just a couple things to note on this slide as it pertains to a sailor audience. So in the Navy, illicit street drug use is actually declining, including heroin and cocaine. However, when it comes to prescription drug abuse, this drug is on the rise, and I think it'll be interesting to watch over time if heroin begins to follow that same trend. One thing to note is that the number one factor driving abuse within this audience is actually being prescribed a drug in the first place. And so through a variety of reasons of, you know, the type of work that they perform and some of the medical procedures they may have to go through as a function of being in the military, there is a significant population of Navy sailors that are prescribed a drug, and thus opens the door for the abuse to take place. And then lastly, the Navy has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to prescription drug abuse. So as opposed to alcohol, where they may have a couple alcohol incidents, they're able to get help, they're able to stay in the Navy, for this drug, there is a zero tolerance policy, and just one incident will cause them to be discharged from the Navy. The zero tolerance policy covers all wrongful use, so that includes illegal possession, distribution, as well as the abuse itself. And all sailors are required to self-report the medication they receive so that, you know, in the case of a random urinalysis, if they pop positive for that medication, they already have the proof in the system backing up why they have the medication. Conversely, if they are found to pop positive without that valid prescription, say maybe even one of their own shipmates gave them the medication for a valid work reason, that still is not enough to keep them in the Navy. And also to note that they can go to civilian doctors. So it could be a circumstance where they're getting medication from a legit doctor, but if they aren't self-reporting that to their Navy medical records as well, that can cause some areas of concern. And then lastly, you know, they do go through these random drug tests as a part of all of the drug panels that are done. So that is really the point where they can be most easily caught. So in the development of this campaign, we used the National Cancer Institute's health communication model, and that process really takes you from research to concept testing, and then implementation of the campaign, and finally evaluation. So we really wanted to put research at the foundation of our communication tactics. And so what we did is we conducted a total of 14 focus groups. These included both Navy sailors as well as Navy medical personnel, and their family members. And given the complex nature of prescription drug abuse, we really did feel that it was important to include the providers and the family members in that research. And what we had them do is, first we conducted a series of focus groups where we were just generally talking about the abuse at a high level. And then from that information, we did follow-up focus groups where we specifically asked them to review these three campaign concepts. There were three kind of angles that we took in terms of this concept testing. One was around the safety of medication use. Another was around their mission as a Navy sailor. And then the final campaign, the one we went with, was prescription for discharge, which, as you can tell by the name, took a very serious consequence-oriented approach, again tying it back to their career. So this concept was really a unanimous favorite among all of the different types of audiences that we had, but most importantly, our primary audience of sailors, And the two kind of tailored groups within this broader audience is 18 to 24-year-olds, and then also the enlisted population as opposed to the officer population. So they liked the dark imagery. They liked that it takes a scared straight approach that I think we're seeing a lot with tobacco cessation. And then they also very quickly understood the tagline of zero tolerance, infinite risk. So again, reinforcing the policy behind it, that there is zero tolerance, but also the risks to both their health and their careers. Some of the other qualitative findings that we found through this research was that they were most familiar with Adderall coming out of high school. So that was the one drug that they had already been exposed to the possibility of abuse before even entering the Navy. Another was that several shipmates in these focus groups mentioned having misused leftover painkillers from their wisdom teeth extraction. That's a very common surgery that sailors go through as a function of being in the Navy, partially due to, you know, the medical risks that they would face if they were out to sea when those, you know, issues arose. So many of the sailors go through this wisdom teeth extraction and therefore have the medication sitting in their medicine cabinets. And then lastly, with regards to alcohol, Xanax was the medication that we heard most commonly used in combination with alcohol. And these two quotes that we pulled out really showcase that the abuse we were seeing within the sailor audience was really tied to their jobs. So they saw it as, quote, a Red Bull or vitamin, something that would help them focus at work. So rather than, you know, necessarily using it as a club drug, instead we saw it was much more prevalent and really they were trying to do a better job at work. And when you think about the long hours that sailors stand watch, you can see where they're coming from. So that ties in nicely. Where do these drugs come from? Well, the majority of prescription drug abusers report obtaining them from a family member or friend. That is from the civilian population, and also we saw supported in our research with the Navy sailors. Like I said previously, it gets a little bit more complicated when they can see both a civilian doctor and a Navy provider, because those are two different sources where they can be getting these drugs. And I think later we'll hear with regards to the dental issue that that's another common scenario leading to doctor shopping. And then lastly, these junior sailors are in the barracks and they share a room with their shipmates, sometimes multiple shipmates, and they really don't have the proper storage options in place. So after they receive these medications, whether they're still using them or if it's an old expired medication, they're sitting there in these, you know, lockers, so to speak, but without the proper locks. So again, that opens the door to the potential for abuse when they can't be properly secured. And then lastly, a common theme I think across all both civilian and military cultures is that these doctors were prescribing way more pills than they felt were needed. So again, when you think about a wisdom teeth extraction surgery, the amount of pills that they have left over from that sort of procedure. So in terms of our social marketing campaign, again, this was all founded in the research that we conducted. Our primary goal was to prevent prescription drug abuse. So rather than looking at treatment options, this was on the prevention side. And then under that goal, our objectives were threefold. One was to educate them in general about the Navy's policies. So, you know, unlike alcohol, where most sailors understand the risks and consequences of irresponsible drinking, a lot of sailors really didn't know the risks of addiction and overdose. So that was one step, was just educating them on the policies. And then, you know, that goes into the fact of increasing their awareness of these risks. So not only knowing that it's a zero tolerance policy and how that can affect their career, but then transitioning that to the health side as well. And then lastly, we wanted to teach them how can you properly use these prescription drugs. Because again, many sailors have valid reasons for obtaining the medication, but it's from that point that they need to learn how can they properly use it, and then even more importantly, how can they properly dispose. So the campaign was launched in April of 2014. We have a variety of different campaign products that I'll mention on the next slide. But all of our products focused on four main tips: take correctly, report promptly, dispose properly, and never share. And those four messages were grounded in the research as to what we felt was the most important takeaways for them to get from any of these campaign materials. And then, of course, it hit home that zero tolerance policy again, that even one instance of abuse could lead to their separation. We felt that it was important to expand on these four steps throughout all of our materials because the issue was newer to sailors. So when it comes to taking correctly, you know, expanding on that and explaining that it has to do with really looking at your doctor's orders and following those instructions. When it comes to report promptly, having them think about, you know, their Navy medical command and how that command may not be aware of some of the civilian medication that they were prescribed. Dispose properly was a really big aim of the campaign, whether it was through drug drop boxes or even take-home kits to make sure that they had the tools available to them to actually go through with disposal. And then lastly, never share, because a lot of sailors thought that, oh, you know, we're shipmates, I got it from a Navy dock, what's the big deal? But really reinforcing that point that it has to be an individual's prescription. So beyond the NCI health communications model, we also took a page out of social marketing theory and thought about, you know, what commercial marketing practices could we apply to this campaign. And so when you think through that lens, there are four P's, so to speak, that you want to consider: products to make the behavior change easier, place where they can access them, how are you promoting these behavior change tools, and then lastly, what is the price, both monetary and non-monetary. In terms of our products, like I mentioned, we had at-home disposal kits. These were really glorified Ziploc bags with instructions, but again, just putting a tool like that in the hand of a sailor encourages them to dispose of the medication as opposed to telling them that they have to go out and purchase a baggie or they have to go purchase other tools or boxes to dispose of them. So these at-home disposal kits, that which we distributed at several installations across the nation, helped with that. And then we are also in the process of disseminating larger permanent drop boxes across Navy installations. And these really look like UPS mailboxes. So they are a secure site. They're guarded by military personnel or military police. And they provide, again, that anonymous option to dispose of medications at any time. In terms of the place, we do have a campaign website on the Navy.mil platform, so feel free to check that out. But really, I think in this case, it was the environmental changes, like we just mentioned, of having the disposal options available that were most important when it came to place. In terms of promotion, we did have some fact sheets for sailors, but we also had a toolkit for the providers. And the importance of this was that once a sailor goes to a medical appointment, you know, if we think back to what the driving cause of abuse was, that was being prescribed a medication in the first place. So getting these promotional materials to the providers and then having them be a key partner in disseminating those messages was very important. So we had posters up in the pharmacy waiting rooms. We equipped the providers with talking points, with questions that they should be asking their sailors. And that was a great point of dissemination. And then we also partnered with the DEA in terms of their Take Back Day efforts. I'm sure many of you have seen messages about those events. Really, it just helps bring to light the issue, and that happens twice yearly, and again encourages everyone across the civilian and military cultures to dispose of their unused medications. And then lastly, posters and social media. When it comes to disseminating messages in the military, it's important to combine both the digital platforms and the print, because when sailors are underway, they have less access to social media and digital channels. So having posters, you know, up in the cafeteria lines or at the base convenience stores, or even in the hallways of the barracks and the ships, that gives them another point of seeing the message when they may not have access to the same digital channels that we more typically use these days. In terms of price, the biggest obstacle was really just the time burden. During our focus groups, we would hear from sailors, you know, do I really have to drive 10 minutes to the local CVS to drop these off? So again, that goes back to why we focused our products on having drop boxes available, because the biggest barrier was really around their time to return. And then also within the military setting, just like civilians, the pharmacy waiting lines were very long. So seeing a provider and then waiting in the pharmacy line, it really takes a lot of time out of their day-to-day duties. So that's where we often saw the sailor-to-sailor sharing. So you can check out some of our social media. Flickr was an interesting platform that seems to be very popular among this target audience, but I think is underutilized a little bit in the civilian space. In addition to Flickr, we also have the Navy Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention Facebook page, which you are welcome to check out. And then the last thing I wanted to touch on was just how this is really a community partnership. So the military does not operate in their own bubble. You know, they're in all of our communities. And I think it's actually very relevant that we're here in Chicago, because one of the largest installations is Great Lakes, which is just right outside of the city of Chicago. So for everyone in this room, whether you're from Chicago or another area, you know, considering how close you may be to a fleet concentrated area and thinking about how our civilian public health educators can really partner with our Navy and other military providers to make this a true partnership and help tackle the issue together. So if you are in a fleet concentrated area, considering downloading our materials from our website, they're all free of charge, and hanging them in your local CVS if the businesses are willing to do so, or again, just thinking about how you can help spread the word to your family and friends, because you'd be surprised, you probably have some military personnel within your networks. So feel free to contact me or Taya with any questions. We'll stick around a little bit after the presentation as well. But we look forward to having a discussion. Thank you.